Welcome back to In the Moment. I'm Lori Walsh. SDPB's Nate Weck joins us today from our Vermilion studio. This week, local athletes with ties to South Dakota who now play in the NFL. Nate, welcome back. Thanks for being here.
Hey, Lori. How's it going today?
Pretty good. Let's talk about some of these players.
Yeah, well, it kind of brought, I mean, we all know that there are people in the NFL that do have ties to South Dakota, but you know, I started doing a little bit more digging because on Monday, the Minnesota Vikings signed a guy by the name of Brian Witzman, who most recently was with the Kansas City Chiefs. Well, he's an SDSU guy. He played his college ball there with the Jackrabbits. So I'm looking at the Vikings roster, and I'm like, you know, there are four guys that are for sure that either were born in South Dakota or graduated from South Dakota, from some South Dakota school, that are on that roster. And I'm like, I don't know the last time I've seen any NFL team have that many ties to South Dakota on it. And then they also have another guy who's a receiver. His name is Brandon Zylstra. Now, you have to do some digging because he didn't necessarily graduate from any school in South Dakota, but he did spend his freshman year of college at Augustana University. So there's that tie-in a little bit, too. So with just the Vikings, if you want to include Brandon Zylstra, who spent 1 year at Augustana, you have five people that have South Dakota ties. Most notably, Riley Reif, who is their starting left tackle. He's a native of Parkston, South Dakota. He's a name that has been throughout the NFL for quite a few years now, and he was most notably known coming out of college from the University of Iowa as being with the Detroit Lions. But then through free agency, and you know how that goes with pro sports, it seems like every 4 or 5 years you look at a roster and there's not that many players that are left on a team in a 4 or 5 year span just because of the way contracts and stuff like that work out. But yeah, it's kind of fun to go through and look and see, you know, just how many guys are on these, not even necessarily practice squad, but that are on these 53-man rosters at that National Football League level.
All right. Does it feed into itself? Do they feed into each other? And I mean, there's lots of ways to look at that question. I don't think the Vikings are, you know, specifically looking for South Dakotans, but it might change your expectation as a South Dakota kid playing football to have a few more role models to look to.
Yeah, I think that is true. I think that, you know, just because, and you know, this kind of goes back to too some conversations, Lori, that I know you and I have had in the last year too about Chad Greenway, you know, playing 9-man football in South Dakota and making it in the National Football League. And now you look, now that he's retired, you look back and you go, man, he was probably one of the better linebackers in Minnesota Vikings history. Now, sometimes that's not saying a lot, but Chad Greenway was just an outstanding player in college. And he, you know, he played really hard when he was in high school. And I think having people like that, it shows that you don't have to be a person that grows up in a town of, you know, 250,000. You don't have to go to a D1 school to make it at that next level. And sometimes there's guys that even do make it at the next level and maybe did have that D1 experience. Or you know, you don't look at Nate Gary from, you know, from Sioux Falls. He was a Washington kid. He started as a freshman in high school and then goes to play at Nebraska and was drafted in the 5th round. And now last week on Thursday Night Football, the kickoff game with the Eagles and the Falcons, Nate Gary is starting in that game. It's absolutely insane. His second year in the NFL, and he's starting on a national stage as the part of a defending championship team, and that stuff is just really cool to look at. Plus, you know, sticking with the Philadelphia Eagles, then they brought in Dallas Goedert, who is a native of Britton, South Dakota, and he went to South Dakota State University, was probably one of the best tight ends that South Dakota State University has ever had, and then he was a 2nd round draft picked by the Eagles. So you've got two guys on the Philadelphia Eagles squad who are both born in South Dakota, which is also pretty cool.
All right, so how does that influence sort of watching it, you know, watching it from South Dakota, from a fan's perspective? Does that change the game at all to sort of see those, you know, see those players go on and what you're interested in following? Talk a little bit about from the fan's perspective.
I think the fans do enjoy it. I think the first time that I really noticed the fandom in South Dakota was, you got to go back to when the New England Patriots won their first Super Bowl by the leg of Adam Vinatieri.
Right.
And now you fast forward, Adam Vinatieri is 45 years old. He's still playing in the NFL. He's kicking for the Indianapolis Colts. And right now, Laurie, he is the oldest active NFL player in the game today. Nice. So the oldest active NFL player is a kicker that is from South Dakota, and he's probably going to go down as the greatest kicker in NFL history just because of some of the clutch kicks that he's had on those biggest stages with the Super Bowl victories with the Patriots. He had a Super Bowl victory as well with the Colts. So, you know, he is one of probably the one kicker that, and he wasn't drafted. He was a guy that went and played Canadian football up in Canada with the CFL, and ended up getting onto the Patriots roster, basically being undrafted, and kind of worked his way up into the lineup. And now you're going to look at him and say, this kid is a person that we will remember for years and years to come in this state.
Yeah, well, we could talk for a long time about who might be next, but our time is short. But do you think this is the programs at state universities growing and getting better and better? These aren't the last names that we'll be talking about.
No, I don't think so, and I think that it's not just something that is with football either. I think that this is something that when you look at baseball, when you look at basketball, I think you're going to see some more names in the next few years from South Dakota that are going to be playing some form of professional sport, whether it's football, baseball, basketball. We'll just have to wait and see. But it's fun for us, Lori, because we get to just kind of sit back and watch and see what happens.
SDPB's Nate Weck, thanks so much for being here. We appreciate your time.
All right, thanks, Lori.